Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the committee of the whole meeting taking place here at the City Hall on Monday, April 9th, 2012. Call to order. Seems as if Alderman Dantino and Brown are the only ones that are absent this evening. Alderman Flanagan is on communication here. She's apparently ill, and she's able to do so at home. So if I may extend my courtesies over to the mayor for a moment or two, he has a few words to say as well.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've all suffered the loss of two very important people in the community in the last few days. On Friday, April 6th, a longtime Genevan, Mr. Van Thurnhout, passed away. As some of you probably recognize that name, when you read his obituary, it's rather impressive. He began as a teller at the First National Bank of Geneva, then became their president and served in that role for some 20 years. He passed away on April 6th, and of course, as we all know, just the following day, our friend Mary Bencini passed away suddenly and unexpectedly. So the flags throughout Geneva, the city flags, are at half-staff in honor of both John and Mary. I had the pleasure of speaking with Mary's niece this evening, who lives in Milwaukee, and they wanted me to convey to all of you how grateful they are of the outpouring of support and love and prayers from throughout Geneva. They are monitoring all correspondence and communication via Facebook pages and other sources as well. So they're very, very grateful. So if we could begin the meeting with a moment of silence, I think that would be appropriate for both the Van Thurnhouts and, of course, for those who loved and already miss Ms. Bencini. Thank you.
Very good. The chair recognizes Alderman Dantino's presence. May we begin with item number 2A. We are to recommend the approval of FY 2012 to 2013, the commercial package, workman's compensation, excess coverage, excess liability coverage, and brokerage fees in the amount of $425,172. Is there a motion? So moved by Alderman Mark. Second. Second by Alderman Vogelsberg. Are there any questions regarding the issue? Anyone in the audience have a question? None? All those signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Dorothy Flanagan says aye. Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Have it recorded as a majority, please. Item number 2B, we are recommending the approval of street closures and use of city services for City Hall Centennial and rededication celebration taking place on May 19, 2012. A motion is in order.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Marks. Any questions on the issue? Anyone from the audience? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Any opposed? Have it recorded as a majority vote. The chair recognizes Alderman Brown at this point in time. Item 2C, we are to recommend the approval of street closures and use of city services for Concours d'Elegance taking place on August 26, 2012. A motion is in order.
So moved.
Second. Or Dorothy Flanagan says second.
Alderman.
Motion.
Who?
Alderman Kilburg motion.
Okay.
Dorothy. Second.
Alderman.
Kilburg.
Oh, Dean. I'm sorry. And was the motion and seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Very good. Any questions on this issue? Anyone in the audience have a question? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Vote is recorded as a majority. We are now on item 2D, recommend the approval for use of public right-of-way and security bond waiver for Gardenology event taking place on May 19th, 2012. Motion by Alderman Brown. Seconded?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any questions on the issue? Alderman Marks.
Mary, is it usual that we waive the surety bond? Or is this, I don't remember doing this before. Or
actually, we don't ever collect those.
Oh, okay.
My experience over 13-year period, I've never known.
I've never seen it in the agenda. That's why I asked. So.
Well, the code should be changed. Or when the requests come in, this kind of request to the council to waive should take place.
Okay.
But they have not in the past, so Paul was following protocol and following the city codes. So.
Okay, that's fine. I just don't ever remember seeing it written that way before. That's why I asked. Okay.
You're correct.
We are now on item 2E to recommend the approval of request.
We need a vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those in favor, see, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Have the vote be recorded as a majority. Recommending now item of business is 2E, to recommend the approval of request to solicit charitable donations by Geneva Lions Club for Candy Days, which
move approval.
Taking place on October 5 and 6th on 2012. A motion made by Alderman Hill, seconded. Seconded by Alderman Dentino.
All right, October.
Any questions on the issue? Anyone from the audience? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
And those opposed? Have the vote be recorded as a majority. Item 2F. We are to recommend the approval of requests to solicit charitable donations by the Geneva Lions Club for Diabetes Awareness Day, taking place on May 4th to the 5th, 2012. A motion is in order.
So moved.
A motion made by Alderman Marks. Seconded?
Seconded.
Seconded by Alderman Kilver. Any question on the issue? Anyone from the audience? Those in favor of the issue, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Those opposed? Have the vote be recorded as a majority. We are now on item 2G. We are recommending the approval for use of Fulton Street parking lot, St. Mark's Church, for St. Mark's Car Wash fundraiser taking place on June 9th to 2012. A motion is in order.
So.
Motion by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded.
Second.
By Alderman Marks. Any questions on the issue? Anyone in the audience? Yes, sir. Please come forward. Please address us with your name and residency, please.
Mike Bruno, 522 Fulton Street. I was just curious, do we have similar leases with city parking for other entities beyond, was it St. Mark's Church?
We lease this property from St. Mark's, and there seems to be an issue regarding the lessees allowing them to use the facility twice a year.
Oh, so we're leasing from them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Am I correct to that assumption? Yes.
We lease.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Those in favor of the issue signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Have the vote.
Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. We are now on item 2H. We are to recommend the approval to place signs in public right-of-way at 113 South 3rd Street for Yellow House Artist Exhibit May 4th to the 5th, 2012. A motion is in order.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by Alderman Hill. Any question on the issue? Anyone in the audience? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Those opposed? Have the vote recorded as being a majority. 2I, we are recommending the draft resolution authorizing execution of FY 2011 to 2012, the budget amendments. A motion is in order.
So moved.
Second. A motion by Alderman Mark, seconded by Alderman Hill. Any questions on the issue? Anyone in the audience? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Those opposed? Have the vote recorded as a majority. We are item 2J. We are recommending a draft resolution approving a bond ordinance record-keeping policy. A motion is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Maladra and seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any question on the issue? Anyone from the audience? Gosh, you're making my job very easy today.
Just a little toughen up.
Would you like it tougher?
Just keep trying.
Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Dorothy Flanagan. Those opposed? Have the record indicated that a majority vote was taken. We are now on item 2K. We are recommending a draft resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Wetland Legal Services for meeting minute preparation related to Historic Preservation Commission and Plan Commission. A motion is in order.
Proudly move approval.
Motion made by Alderman Hill, seconded.
Second.
I'm sorry? Seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any question on the issue? Anyone in the audience? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Anyone opposed? Have the vote recorded as a majority.
Did we miss item 2I?
No.
We did. Okay.
Yes, sir, we did.
No,
we did. Did I miss I?
No.
I or J?
No, we have.
Okay.
All right, we are now on L, are we not?
That's right.
Yes. Thank you.
You're sleeping.
We are recommending the approval of extension of professional service agreement with Applied Ecology Services and Corp. for 2012 groundwater/wetland monitoring and installation of sea test pits at Prairie Green Preserve in an amount not to exceed $17,395. A motion is in order.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Maladra.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Kilberg. Any questions on the issue? Anyone in the audience? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Those opposed? Have the vote recorded as a majority. We are on item 2M, a presentation of Geneva Generation Facility Power Cost Analysis. And that will be done by Mr. Buffington, who is our superintendent of the electrical department. Mr. Buffington, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening. Let me set this up.
Would you be kind enough to give us a preliminary as to why this issue is before us this evening?
Since the GGF went in production in 2005, the City Council has requested an analysis of whether or not this generation is cost-effective. One of the problems with showing it's cost-effective is the way we do purchase power, and I'm going to show you that tonight. And what I'm referring to is it's the mix of everything. It's just not one item or another. It's how effective are we, one, in comparison to what we could buy if we went for an all-out purchase power agreement, and two, what's the market doing today? One of the things that you have done for us and the guidance you give us is you gave us a strategic plan, and one of those points in the strategic plan was maintain a cost-effective and efficient delivery of services. In the last 2 years, the electric department has had a 98.8% reliability to the average customer. We started that project 7 years ago. I'm going to talk about the power supply now. In power supply, there are three major components, and I'm going to break them down and make them as simple so I can understand them. One component is cost of the plant. We call it capacity. We can call it backup power. If your unit doesn't run and somebody else supplies us the power for you, paying for that insurance. But actually, it's all those fixed costs before the first electron is generated. So it's the finance costs in the case of GGF. It's the finance costs in case of Prairie State with the NIMPA. Second is fuel costs. One of the things that you want to do is you want to have diversity. And one of the diversities you want is within fuel. Our diversity is we have natural gas. We have coal. We got with Nextra on a contract, there is wind. There's nuclear. There's fuel oil. The only thing I don't see us having is water. And the third cost is cost of delivery, and that's transmission, how to get it to Geneva substations from the outside. Looking at our mix right now, we have purchase power. The Exelon contract ends in 12/31 of this year. And I believe Mary sent out a note saying it's costing us $48 a megawatt hour in 2013. Next era begins in 1/1/2014, and this 2016 is around, was it $44 approximately?
Your slides is 2013.
End of 2013, yes. Thank you. The mix is we have purchased power. I'll continue. Then we have NIMPA. NIMPA is Prairie State. Right now with Prairie State, what's going on with Prairie State is we're fine-tuning the pollution control equipment. We're also watching the markets. The markets are really low right now, and the partners are taking advantage of those low markets and not taking care and control of the power plant at this time, allowing Bechtel, the contractor, to make all the adjustments before we take care and control. Basically, the market's so low that it costs more money for us to ship it up here than run Prairie State at this time. So we're going to look at it coming on later in the year, possibly June if we can, or even hold it off till October. Our next supplier is Waste Management. Waste Management is Recoverable Energy, and it ends this year. And we're going to be going out to negotiate that contract. And then we have Geneva Generation, which is natural gas. And to kind of give you an idea of the mix, and this is just energy as we use it within the city. We see GGF, which is Geneva Generation, at 3%. NextEra will be filling at 24%. The NIMPA, or Prairie State, at 63%, and Waste Management at 10%. What I want to talk to you before I get there is, let's take a look at the mix. I'm going to talk about what we have out there. NextEra is between 20 and 43 megawatts, and where we're using it is in the mid-range. So as the system peaks up, we're buying more of it, and as it goes down, we buy less of it. NIMPA is 35 megawatts of coal capacity, what it is, or how we're using it as a base load. It'll be on all the time. GGF is 28 megawatts of peaking capacity. And what I mean by that is when the prices get the highest, that's when we bring GGF on. And I have a presentation on GGF a little bit later to talk about it. But to give you an idea, who would have thought when we picked up GGF and we came to the city council, we said gas was going to be 32 cents a therm. Today, the high price is 30 cents a therm. And what I'm talking about when I talk about mix and I talk about these profiles is as one energy comes up, we cap it with our resources. Right now, gas is the lowest price. We have gas through NextEra and through TGF, so we have that resource. Coal right now is low. We bought it at $18, but the physical cost of plant is high, so it puts it high right now. And WMRE is just a basic load. And what we've done this year in this contract is we have half the energy or the green credits. It covers our capacity, and it covers our energy. What I'd like to talk to you about now is, and I've talked about the fuel mixes and how you try and mix. So 3 years ago when the hurricanes, or 6 years ago when the hurricanes come in, we saw gas jump up to $1.10 therm. We didn't run GGF that much because it's high price. We bought off the market. So with our mix of power and energy, basically what we try to do is hedge. And I like to think of it as like my retirement fund. I want to have so much in bonds, and that's Prairie State. Very basic, no real, no great return, but just basic. I know what the costs are. I got the costs and the fuel all paid for. And GGF, I think more being up here, that's that part up there that I gamble on. You know, is it going to exceed? Is the price going to drop down? Can I cap those prices? Can I hold my costs down? So we come down to the study, and actually in the study is what I'm going to show you is in 2010, if we went to the all requirements contracts, or if we went out and just bought it, and when we went out in 2006, we did look at an oil requirements contract, and right now we're about $2 million ahead in 2010. But on the market, if you remember, the market dropped. We were in a recession. We lost money. We lost $380,000 in comparison to the market. But we're a conservative. I have direction from you, and what I try to do is I may not hit the lowest, but I'm sure not going to hit the highest. And so what I've done is levelize the prices for you. In 2011, we broke even in the market. So we came up with a five-year total, and we're looking at 5 years. What are we doing overall, not just year to year? And in the market, we're like 4% ahead of the market. That's $4 million savings. And if we look at the all requirements without having GGF or Prairie State or any of those other reserves sources, we saved about $12 million. So basically, what I'm trying to say is not one resource, it's all the resources. It's not just one area. It's fuel, it's capital costs, and it's transmission. If I come down to it and I look at it, with Prairie State, I'm capping two of the three. I'm capping fuel, and I'm capping capital costs. When I come down to GGF, I'm capping capital costs and transmission because we do it behind the meter. They don't see it. And when I come down to WMRE, I'm again doing the transmission and I'm doing the capacity. So I'm looking at all three costs and I'm capping or eliminating each one of those costs based on what I do. Are there any questions?
Mr. Buffington, it's been, I believe, well publicized that I suspect it's the EPA that has begun to increase restrictions on coal-producing power plants. And will this in any way affect the NIMPA production of our electricity supplies, or are we grandfathered?
A lot of it we are grandfathered. But let's just take a look at what's going on and how Prairie State's set up. Prairie State covers eight states. We have municipals, co-ops from eight states. We have eight states of political power. When this comes to the EPA, when this comes for the federal government, we have eight states going up in front of them asking, do you want to do this? Right now, one of the issues on the line is Illinois is looking at putting a tax on coal. And we have people in our office right now, and to our knowledge, we do not know what legislation might look like, but to our knowledge, they're saying they're exempting Prairie State and one of the other big cities and plants in the state. Everything else they're going to tax. Does that answer your questions?
I think it does. Thank you, sir.
So in theory, they would exempt Mine Mouth?
No, just...
Just those two?
Prairie State, yes. And the other a large municipal in the state that under that exemption because their power plant is Springfield.
Mr. Chairman?
This is a, yes.
I just wanted, just as a point of clarification, and I think that Mike explained it in his presentation, but when he references WMRE, that's waste management, renewable energy source, the methane gas at Settlers Hill that we're reclaiming. So I just wanted to clarify that for the audience's sake, if not for the council. Thank you.
Yeah, add another clarification. When we say Prairie State, we're talking about NIPA. NIPA actually buys and sells and owns Prairie State. We have a purchase power contract with NIPA because Prairie State isn't in production right now. NIPA is supplying us power. That power right now is $27 a megawatt hour. So it's a lot cheaper to buy than shipping up here.
Where's NIPA buying it from?
Off the market.
Off the market. The grid.
Yes.
That would make it mostly nuclear? Or?
I cannot tell you. I think what's going on, and it's just a summation on my part, is the state of Illinois has contracts out there, and that power that they have in contracts for Ameren and ComEd is being displaced by alternative sellers within the state. So right now there is a flood of the energy within the state.
Mike, a question. What did you say, what was the cost of the energy from Prairie State if we decided to use that? It's more than from NIMPA, I recall, but I can't remember the numbers that you gave us.
We're looking at bus bar cost $52 a megawatt hour.
52 versus 27, is that what you said?
No, right now the market, because it's flooded, is 27.
27, yeah, okay. It's good savings, even though it'd be nice to use our own system, wouldn't it? But if it's too expensive, it's too expensive.
No, the whole result is what we want to do is bring the plant online, have the contractor responsible to handling all the problems that occur that we normally would take under control and custody. When we take a plant, there's a lot of little surprises that happen, and we're allowing the contractor to handle those little surprises.
So you anticipate there'll be a reduction of that possible fee?
No.
A possible reduction? No.
No.
Okay. All right.
That's our hedge.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The waste management plant, do we still have the floating scale we pay them depending on market rates?
No, we have a base contract of this year like $32 a megawatt hour.
Approximately what does it cost per megawatt hour from GGF that with the current price of gas, what it is?
I can generate before my markup at $44 a megawatt hour. And that's at the $30 megawatt hour price. Last week I saw prices as low as 26.
Mm-hmm. So at the moment GGF is a backup for peaking. You wouldn't run it
right
except for peaking now.
Right.
And as soon as the hot weather gets here again.
Yeah. Limitation is the EPA permitting.
That price includes the bonding on it?
No, it does not.
It doesn't.
That's the market price.
Include the capital costs. Thank you. I think that's what the original request by Alderman Dakota was. How do we...
These costs...
Retire the bonds.
Yeah, these costs, that I've shown you in your handout includes all cost. It includes the bonds.
Okay. So the tables include that?
Yes, they do.
Are there any other questions? All right. We'll go down to item number 2. N. Recommend draft resolution authorizing the execution of contract with professional cemetery services at the unit price of $600 per burial and $200 per cremain for fiscal year 2012 to 2013. A motion is in order.
Move approval.
Motion second. By Alderman Hill, seconded by Alderman Marks. Any discussion on this issue? Alderman Dantino.
I sent an email to Dan and Mary yesterday, and I can't get to my emails, and I got here a little late, and I had a busy day, so I didn't. Was there a response to that, Dan?
Yes.
I don't want to mention. As long as it was something that I can live with, I'm sure. Unless you want to tell me what it was.
Pretty much, we went through, over the last several years, we've had the issues with cemetery maintenance and keeping up with it. Complaints from people that are visiting the cemetery. One of the issues, and we've discussed it at policy discussion meetings, we've had a lot of discussion on the cemeteries over the last couple of years. One thing that we've been looking at is...
Nobody there is complaining, though.
That's right. one of the issues that we've had, or one of the things that we looked at is this past fall, we put a bid out for the miscellaneous landscape.
Right.
At that same time, we put a bid out for maintenance of the cemeteries. Based on the prices that we got that we have recommended today, the numbers made sense. Right. As far as a cost savings to the cemetery fund and the city in relationship to staffing the cemetery.
Okay. That much I know. Okay. The employee was offered another job?
No. What we looked at is could we transfer that position into the street division? And based on his salary, we could not make that work with the general fund issues that we've had. Therefore, that position will no longer exist at the end of this fiscal year.
Okay. So that's contrary to what I had heard. Okay. That's what I need to know. And that's explained in the email.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Anyone from the audience? Alderman Marks.
Mary, does or Dan, does that $600 and $200 get passed on to the families, or is that...
There is a fee whenever a
grave is open.
Funeral, then, and that covers the cost.
And that is, okay. Thank you.
Anyone from the audience have a question? Those in favor of the issue, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed?
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. And the vote was unanimous. And we go on to O, which is to recommend the draft resolution authorizing the execution of contract with Classic Landscaping in the amount of $25,700 for fiscal year 2012 to 2013, landscape maintenance city-owned cemeteries. A motion is in order. Alderman Hill
second.
Makes the motion and seconded by Alderman Marks. Any questions on this issue?
Mr. Chairman, I think you meant to say $25,760.
Okay, I recant and we will set the amount at $25,760.
Thank you,
Alderman Clemmie. Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Previous years, some of the young folk in Geneva had a chance to work as summer employees and be doing maintenance at cemeteries. Do we have any hope that this company might be hiring summer employees?
Well, it'll be up to them to decide who they hire. But we are looking to, in the budget, we've got those, there were two summer help
that we had at the cemeteries. Those are being put into this, the streets, to help with the emerald ash borer restoration. We've got 700 plus stumps to restore now, so we're looking at utilizing them to help put the grass or the dirt and the seed down throughout town.
So if there's some energetic young men or women in town who want to get a foot into the
working
public
on
works
getting
business,
right,
there is still a chance.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Should be posted hopefully this week.
Wonderful.
Mr. Dangers, you're saying that we're budgeted for the possibility of some young people to be working in the Public Works Department this summer?
Yes, we have a total of six, actually. Two, one at the wastewater treatment plant, one on the water crew, and four in the street division.
When will those applications be available for these young people to submit them?
They can get an application now and apply.
On the city website?
The official, I don't know if the application's online yet. But we're hoping to have the advertisement online on the city's website this week.
It'll be an hourly salary?
Hourly salary.
And what would that salary be?
Starting is $10 an hour.
Wow. How much?
$10 an hour.
$10 an hour.
I want to apply.
Do they take retired people? Are you hiring retired people?
Just for my wife.
We can consider that.
Thank you, Mr. Dingus. Anyone else? Any questions? Anyone in the audience? Very good. Let's vote on the issue. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Alderman Flanagan says aye.
Thank you to Alderman Flanagan. Those opposed? Let the vote be recorded as being unanimous. Thank you. On we go to P. Recommend a draft resolution authorizing execution of contract with Clark Environmental for 2012-2014 mosquito abatement program in an amount not to exceed $78,000. A motion is in order.
So moved.
A motion made by Alderman. I'm sorry. A motion made by Alderman Maladra and seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Is there a question on this issue? Alderman Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, again. We've been cutting this back by trying to do less applications only when needed, et cetera. Are we continuing that this year?
Yes, we will. We've pretty much, over the last couple of years, limited spraying for adult mosquitoes when there's a West Nile virus threat in the area. Trying to minimize, obviously there's a cost associated with every spray that we do, so along with the health issues that some residents have concerns on. So we try to minimize spraying. We do get calls on nuisance. I'm getting attacked out there. But if we don't get a West Nile threat, then we haven't been spraying. We try to do the treatments in the ponds and the inlets and all that to try to avoid the adults from breeding and then attacking everybody. But
have we seen an increase in complaints, or have people not really noticed the fact that I've noticed that we're not spraying, which I don't like, having to breathe it?
I haven't noticed increase. We always get some calls, but I can't say that it's been a big increase, no. The good thing is West Nile, I shouldn't say this, but over the last couple of years, the West Nile threat hasn't really been there. Hopefully that'll continue.
Thank you, Mr. Gingers.
Are there any other questions? Anyone from the audience? The motion has been made and seconded. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Anyone opposed? Let the vote be recorded as being unanimous. We go on to item Q. We are recommending a draft resolution authorizing the execution of a contract with Caterpillar Power Systems for operation and maintenance of Geneva Generation Facility for 2012, 2013, and 2014. A motion is in order.
Move approval.
Motion made by Alderman Hill, seconded.
Second.
Alderman Maladra. Any questions on this issue? Anyone? Yes, sir. Alderman Marks.
Mr. Buffington, are these contracts estimated not to exceed, or is this actually the just the estimate in here?
I guess it's just estimate. Basic contract, and I'd like to take just check second to show you the basic contract. And I would like to review what Geneva Generation did this year or last year. We had 99.4% availability when we were dispatched last year. The plant puts out a net at around 98, and we did a 96%. It's dispatched based on a bid and the day-ahead prices, which means what they do is they estimate the price day ahead of time by the hour, and we come in at a price, if I mentioned earlier, our price would have been $54 with the markup. During the summer, it's a little bit lower. It depends on how we figure the cost. We look at two different things. We look at three different things. We look at the day-ahead prices. We look at the total load in ComEd, and that covers our transmission. So as the ComEd load goes up, we pay for that peak 10-day load per hour. We look at the PJM load when it peaks out, and we look at Philadelphia at their temperature to tell us when that system's peaking out there. And again, we got to hit the 10-day, one-hour load. And our plant showed roughly 26.4 megawatts is what it did for all those one-hour loads. That's the average. The contract provisions is a three-year contract. We have been going on a single year. It has a 3% cap on the base upon the CPI, but we're using a euro dollar, and I can tell you for the last 3 years we made money on the euro dollar, but this board has asked for us to why do we use euro dollars, so we change it to CPI and put a cap on it. The prices for the first year is $35,800 a month. That does not include travel, room, board, per diem. We also have a performance assessment in it. And basically, our assessment is it's got to be, when it's dispatched, it's got to be 98% available. And the CPI, and that's the maximum for that 10 hours I was talking about for ComEd and for PJM, 1 hour a day, 10 times, it's got to be between 25.5 megawatts and 27.3 megawatts. With Caterpillar's help, we have increased the output of the plant, we have increased the efficiency of the plant, and we've increased the reliability of the plant. Did I answer your question?
Do you have a dartboard in your office of when to turn it?
We had a brief, real off summer in 2008. We started January generating in June, and we peaked in June. Uh-huh. Generally, what you do is you look for that peak, and once you get those peaks in there, then you don't generate so much, and you just start looking at your market prices and generating, because I can make that margin on that market price.
He does know what he's doing.
Are there any other questions?
He does know what he's doing.
Anyone from the audience? Thank you, Mr. Buffington. The issue is to be voted on. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan.
Job,
those opposed? None. Let the vote be recorded as being unanimous. We are now on item R. We are recommending the approval of certification of acceptance for Geneva Eye Clinic Storm Sewer Detention Facility and Site Grading. And a motion is in order.
So moved.
I'm sorry, who was that? Oh, Alderman Dentino, seconded.
Second.
Second by Alderman Maladra. Any questions on the issue? Anyone from the audience? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. have the vote be recorded as being unanimous. Item S is to recommend a draft resolution authorizing the execution of contract with Vishu Sewer of Illinois in the amount of $53,286 for the 2012 sewer lining project. A motion is in order.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Vogelsberg, seconded by
I'll second.
Alderman Maladra. Any questions, please? Anyone from the audience?
I do love to keep this away.
Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Those opposed? Have the vote be recorded as unanimous. We are on item T. We are recommending a draft ordinance amending Title IX, which is the Water and Sewer, Chapter 2, Article A, the sewer rates and changes of the Geneva City Code. A motion is in order.
So moved.
Motion by Alderman Maladra. Second, please.
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Vogelsberg. Any questions on the issue? Anyone from the audience?
Did you get your questions out?
Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Dorothy Flanagan says aye.
Anyone opposed? Have the vote be recorded as being unanimous. Are there any issues regarding new business at this point in time? Anyone? I do have a question, if I may, Mr. Dinges. I want to compliment you and your staff and particularly the contractors that are planting our trees in the community. I was driving around the community, and I saw what they were doing and stopped and watched, and I was very impressed with the professionalism that they were in the means and the manner in which they were performing their functions. I'm wondering, sir, if you'd be kind enough to possibly enlighten our community. Now that those trees are in, how can our community and those peoples who are having these beautiful trees maintain them? They've got to be watered. How frequently should they be watered, sir?
Well, I think what we've been doing is, as a tree gets planted, we've been putting a door hanger.
Yes.
We'll give the specs on watering and that. We come through and mulch the tree so they don't have to worry about any of that. But then as far as watering, it's critical that they get watered. The actual specifics of how much water, I don't have at the top of my head right now. But it's critical during that first growing season to make sure that they get watered regularly. And I can follow that up and send you, I can actually give you a copy of the door hanger that goes out to everybody. So
what constitutes a growing season?
From now and through the end of till fall.
Now till fall.
The initial period that you want to be able to water it is now before summer, while it's trying to get established before. That's why we plant it in April, so that you get a couple months before July and the hot weather comes in. So right now, the critical period is mm-hmm. this next month.
Early growth.
But after that, you still, during, if it gets real hot and dry, mm-hmm. right now this year it's been really dry, and we didn't get the snow, so everything is dry right now. So it'll be critical this year to make sure that they water.
There isn't any danger of overwatering them, is there?
Well, there is. And that's why I'll get the specs out as far as how much water.
Can that be added to the city's Public Works website, too, that information?
I think it already is, but, yeah, I'll make sure that it is on there.
Yes, I think that would be appreciated. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Dingers. Are there any other issues to be brought before the council? Yes,
yes,
Alderman Hill.
Yes. I appreciate it, Mr. Mayor, for your recognition of Mr. Van Thurnout and Mary Bencini. They were both wonderful people that I personally was able to know fairly well. Mr. Van Thurnout at the bank and Mary Bencini.
You know, I failed to mention, Sam, Mr. Van Thurnout was a member of the city council as well for years.
Oh, that's right. I forgot myself. He was, they represent probably these two folks, amongst others, represent the penultimate of volunteerism that we've seen in this community by people who are willing to give of their time freely and and successfully. I know Mary Bencini a little bit better because it just happens to be that I've known her when she was been working at the History Center, which she's been a very important person there. She's been very important to the Dancing with the Geneva Stars organization, which my wife had the pleasure of chairing, and is very concerned about missing Mary next year. Mary was a very successful second grade teacher of thousands of Geneva school children. One mother I talked to today has a daughter in college who is starting to become a writer, who was encouraged when she was in Miss Bencini's class in the second grade years ago to spend more time writing her ideas and concepts down. And so this young lady was inspired by Mary and has been somewhat successful in that activity. So as I said, that both of them were, as many others have been, excellent volunteers in this community, and we still have a lot of those kinds of people around, and we're lucky we do. And thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me a few minutes to express my...
You're quite welcome, yes. Alderman Hill. I think we all realize what a loss we've engaged ourselves in here, and I know Mary. I've known Mary quite well, and I've had nothing but just marvelous times with her. She was such an energetic woman. It's just beyond me. It's how she was able to express herself and the manner in which she adapted herself to the community and the needs of the community was just absolutely remarkable, truly. She's just a woman for all seasons. Yes, Alderman Vogel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And to that end, I was just going to say that, as Alderman Hill mentioned, that she was a teacher to thousands of kids. I'm pretty sure she's Facebook friends with those thousands of kids, and she not only gave so much to the community, but she continued to give to the kids, her former students, but it was her adaptability. She got on Facebook, friend the kids, and I know they're all responding to her on Facebook now, so I think there'll be so much we see lost without Mary. Thank you.
Very good. Anyone else? I'm sorry, Alderman.
If I may, Mary also was extremely helpful when it came to any type of fundraising that Geneva Beautification did. If I sent her an email, she would turn it around and send it to as many friends and colleagues that she knew, and so she will truly be missed by us also.
Well, thank you, Alderman Flanagan.
And I'd like to, speaking of volunteering, this Saturday, September 14th, starting at 8 o'clock, our volunteer group will be out there finally planting pansies. Seems like kind of late in the season, but because the season was so early, but we'll be out there. And if anybody wants to pick up a shovel and join us, come on out, put on your garden gloves, and meet us at... in front of the post office at 8 a.m., and we'll be there's always a garden that needs some assistance. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Well, good luck.
I'm all sick. She's able to solicit volunteers.
Yes. He's slippery.
That was an open mic.
Thank you. Are there any other issues that could be coming for the – yes, Mr. Dinges.
I was able to look online. We do have it on the city's website. New trees should, the ideal amount of water per week should be 1 inch volume.
1 inch of water per week?
For a new tree.
How many gallons would that be?
Well, you got to look at the area of around it, kind of. Like a 1 inch rainfall.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. That was the math teacher. That's what I said.
What it means is if it rains an inch during the week, you don't have to water that week.
Very good. Anyone else have any issues to come before the council at this point in time?
None.
Well, let me end by saying to you there's the upcoming meetings, the committee, the whole. And then we will be having a special city council meeting at the last Monday of this month, April 23rd, 2012. So we are in a need of a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Alderman March, seconded by Alderman Hill. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. Thank you, Alderman Flanagan. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Again, thank you for your help.